From Directions Media, this is Directions on the News for March 24th, 2009. Each week, this podcast explores issues and trends related to geospatial technology and all things location. This is Adina Schutzberg, executive editor in Somerville, Massachusetts.
This is Joe Francica, editor-in-chief in Huntsville, Alabama.
For years, geospatial has battled a demon. Is it a specialized discipline with a specific way of looking at the world, or is it in fact nothing special at all, and indeed something for everyone? We'll look at the Jekyll and Hyde nature of the discipline of geography and geospatial technology after a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by ESRI. Quickly get your imagery to the people who need it with ArcGIS Server Image Extension. For more information, visit www.esri.com/image.
Now, it's hard to think that this discipline or industry that we've both chosen, along with probably many of our listeners, really has kind of a two-faced approach or mixed feelings about itself. But after thinking about this for a while, I think there's a good argument to be made that we set geography and geospatial technologies up in both ways. It suggests that they're unique, that they need special training, that they have a unique perspective, that they need to be set somehow aside from everything else, while at the same time trying to argue that, in fact, there's nothing special at all about geography, that everybody should be able to participate in it, that it shouldn't be set apart from all the other technologies and perhaps all the other disciplines within academia. So that's really what I want to take a look at today. And maybe what we should start with, Joe, is those things that highlight that geography and geospatial technology are, in fact, something special. So can you give some examples of how these two really should be set apart or are described as being set apart?
One of the things that came to mind when we introduced this topic was how much physical geography impacts our cultural geography. I think that's a very special aspect. Take the simple example of crossing train tracks or crossing a bridge. The fact is that when you're locating a retail store, for example, you don't want to be on one side or the other. In other words, you want to be on the side where there's a greater concentration of people. And so from the point of view of that old axiom, location, 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 it is very special. It has to be important to a variety of people, in this example, retailers. So yes, it's very special, and taking it further, it's a very special discipline within our domain of geospatial technology.
Just to follow on to that, there's really no other discipline that really would highlight that specific thing, that being on one side or the other of the tracks or the street or the border really matters. Where else would that come up if you weren't looking at it in this particular way?
Sometimes there are not truly physical barriers. There are sometimes mental barriers, and just simply crossing a line is important. The wars that went on in Georgia last summer were all about provinces that some people thought should be in one country versus another, and it created a war, and many wars before that have been started that way.
Well, let me jump to a completely different way that geospatial is highlighted as being different or significant, and that has to do with how the people who are practitioners define themselves and certify themselves. So we have this concept of a GIS-certified professional, GISP, from the GIS Certification Institute. Just the fact that we have that kind of a certification, to me, says that somehow we need to separate ourselves out. We have a different set of experiences. We have a different set of education. And we're giving something to the world that's different from everybody else. So I think that is another way that we can say, yes, we're separated out.
Well, you know, and the GSP, I think, you know, when it first started, a lot of us, me included, didn't think that it was very relevant to the profession. I think I certainly changed my opinion of that over time, if for no other reason that we have come to grips with GIS as more of a science. It takes a little bit more training, And so I think there was a need to designate those folks with experience and perhaps give them a certain designation.
Okay, can you offer another example?
Over the years, we have gotten very specific in certain areas of our technology sector. And last week when we discussed the geospatial quadrant, I made an attempt to give a definition or a more clear example of where companies are fitting. And there has been a great deal of differentiation among service providers, software solution providers, and that has caused us to, I think, reevaluate the industry such that we've moved on from simple software platform. There are very specific disciplines now, very specific companies that offer certain solutions within the context of geospatial technology, and I'm not sure I can point to any particular one. We have differentiated our services and our products to either meet a particular vertical industry. On the other side of the coin, I'm a systems integrator. I've got a variety of expertise in my bag of tricks, and I'll help integrate whatever needs to be done.
And just the fact that these players are sort of moving into our space means that we have a space that is significant and again, distinguished with some boundaries from these other technologies. Well, let's look at the other side and look at ways in which we highlight that geography and geospatial technology, in fact, aren't special and aren't to be separated out from all the other technologies and disciplines. And let me start with the one that we've heard an awful lot over the past 10-12 years, and that's this idea that, well, a database just holds a bunch of data, and you've got names, and you've got dates, and you've got dollar values, and then you've got geospatial information, and it's just like every other data type. That's what the database folks will tell you, and that's a way of saying, no, in fact, we're not special at all.
I think what that says is it actually goes to your last point where we were talking about how things were special and that some companies are moving into our space because we are think we're special, except they're treating them as not special, that they think, hey, I can be in this business too. It's not really special at all. And so they're identifying a unique competitive advantage using either a different data type or saying, hey, we do this too. And so it really is, you can almost argue both sides of the coin that, no, it's not special, we do it as well, but indeed it is special.
I agree. This one can go on sort of both sides. I'll sort of extend that by saying that now as GIS has moved onto the web, you see that argument playing out again within the web development community saying, it's just another API, I can use an ESRI API or a Google API or a Microsoft API or some of the other ones, and I can just blend it in with the rest of my web application. There's nothing really special going on there.
What we've got is, the way I would phrase it, is the consumerization of geography. And you see this especially in the location-based services industry. Everybody now is grabbing onto geography or location as that way which can differentiate my application from just being another social network or whatever. And so although we don't think of it as being special in some ways, just because everybody is now, or at least the visibility of geography is raised such that now everybody wants to do it. Again, maybe this is one of those things you could argue both ways, but what's happening is it doesn't seem so special to everybody else. We're going to do it too.
The way I would describe that is it's become a commodity. You can get it from so many different technologies. You can get it from so many different applications that run on your mobile device or your laptop, or in your car. It's not yet ubiquitous, but it's close enough that we don't even think about it, and we think it should be free. It has all of those sort of qualities about it. Let me go back to geography as sort of from the academic side, and this is one that I think can play both ways too. I think we think that geography is so important that there are those who believe that we should teach it in the schools from K through 12 through college. And there's quite a lot of energy being put into doing just that. On the other hand, certainly when you get up to the university level, more and more colleges and universities are dropping geography or saying that geography or geospatial science, if it's more in the scientific computer science realm, belongs elsewhere. It belongs in computer science. again, you sort of get a mixed message there. We think it's important, and yet it can't sort of sustain itself or make its case effectively at the university level.
Well, I think universities have done a poor job in highlighting the advantages of a geography major. I don't think they've sold it. And maybe they're coming to grips with that now because GIS is so much a part of what makes up a marketable person coming out of college with a geography degree. But I'm not sure that at the university level we've sold it very well as a discipline to start a career in.
Right, and that one I think really does fall on both sides. Having a distinct geography department and a distinct geography degree says this is a unique and special thing, but by saying everybody must take it, certainly in the lower levels, K-12, we say, well, it's special, but everybody has to have it, just like reading and math and music and art, right?
But look what's happened over the years where so many geography departments have been combined. You know, it's maybe environmental science and geography, or earth sciences and environmental sciences, and they kind of wrap geography in there.
What I really want to get to now is that we have seen that we could argue certainly that there are factors that lean geography either to be a distinct and unique kind of thing, or to be something, a discipline or a technology set that is just like everything else. The real question is, how does this impact the discipline and the industry as we move forward? And I guess one question I want to ask is this something that sort of swings one way to the other depending on the winds of change? And what is it that would make it fall one way or the other?
I think it goes back to the issue of, how do we position the discipline? Some people, I think, have tended to maybe look at it as more of a fluff discipline. It's not true science. It's not true liberal arts. What is it? Is it cultural geography? Is it physical geography? And now bringing in technology like GIS, I think, has maybe further muddied the waters a little bit, and I think that's what's maybe causing some confusion.
Well, I'm going to suggest that swing happens an awful lot, has an awful lot to do with the state of the economy. If we want to hang on to our jobs, we really need to highlight that we have something special that we bring to the table. And that's why you're getting, I think, some of these very strange legislative operations going on, such as the one I noted in Missouri, where a state senator has basically introduced legislation that says, well, you can only use GIS if you're a surveyor. That, to me, is we really want to distinguish this as really special stuff, and only special people can do it, and only special people can get paid to do it. I mean, if you look back at the history of the whole GISP certification, I think a lot of it was to distinguish what we do, also to make it professional, to add an ethical component to it, and that's all terrific. But I think it also helps, again, to draw that line that these are jobs for specialized people, not for just anybody.
Well, I think that's a really good point, and I think that has to be one of those things that the geography departments have to sell in order to differentiate themselves from the other disciplines that prospective students are looking at in terms of choosing a career. So whether you go into geography to become a surveyor or whatever is considered a marketable skill within a geography department, I think that really has to be sold a little bit better and articulated to prospective students. I just don't think we've done a very good job at that.
Well, you keep focusing on the educational system, but what about we in the industry? What is the best way for us to benefit from positioning our industry? Is it something that's for everybody? I mean, I remember years ago when the very first version of ArcView came out, the slogan was GIS for everybody. And I remember thinking that would be awesome if GIS really were for everybody. And I think spin forward now 15 years, maybe, I don't remember when ArcView 1 came out, we're much closer to that. Now, is that, we all like to say, well, you know, rising tide lifts all boats, and all of us are perhaps going to get more work because more people know about geospatial and use it on a regular basis. Is that true, or are people who are not as well trained taking on some of these jobs that might go to those who are trained?
Well, it's a result of the evolution of the industry that we've introduced tools that are more or easier to use for a variety of different disciplines. I mean, again, I'll go back to the retail geography example. If somebody has been a retail geographer for years and all of a sudden they picked up GIS and say, oh, I can use this great tool, it's a little easier to use than way back when, 20, 30 years ago, when I had to do this sometimes manually, or at least do a lot more field verification. I think that that's where we've come to, is that the tool has become much more user-friendly. I hate to use that word, but that's the way it is. And so we've been able to get this tool into the hands of more people.
Okay, I'm going to push the envelope and ask you squarely. If you had to argue on behalf of geography and geospatial technology on one side or the other, of this dichotomy that I've set up, where would you choose to be and why?
I'm squarely on the spatial is special type of thing, because I think that there are some unique properties of the discipline that the skilled professional probably knows better how to use, and I'll use the phrase think spatially than those who are not necessarily ingrained in this discipline. I still think there is a special skill here to be learned. I think that the solutions that are out there from a software perspective are those that have to be learned, and I think that that specialist could then be, I think that specialist can then go into a variety of disciplines and help a particular company out. I would say that we have to make an effort to teach this at the university level. And in fact, I'll use an example that we just got of a person who had contacted us from the Tuck School of Business at Dartmouth, who said, well, I want to learn more about this. Well, you don't go to business school to learn about GIS, but it certainly is a discipline that should be taught and more fully explained in the types of areas that in which this can be applied. So I'm on the spatial, the special side.
Okay, well, I'm going to take the opposite side, not because we planned it this way, but because that's the way I really feel. I guess I see geography much more, and the technologies that go with it, much more like English and math and music and art and gym, which are hopefully all things that all students are going to bang their heads into as they go through their early education. Now, I never was a math major, but I can use math well enough to solve the kinds of problems that I run into, like balancing my checkbook. And I really think that everybody should have enough geography to go out and try to tackle some problems, like how do I route myself from here to there? Or how do I pick a house and a location that's going to make sense for me and my family? I would much rather see us putting geography forward as something that everybody can be successful at, even a little bit, and that it will enhance their lives. I guess the analogy I'm thinking of, and my apologies to going back to running, but this is something I think about quite a lot. Everybody can run a little bit, and we're all a little bit good at it, and we could probably all get a little bit better at it. Now, that doesn't mean we're all going to go out and be marathoners, but I think there's a lot to be said for just appreciating a little bit of it and adding that into your life. But that's all the time we have today. Before we go, our sponsor, ESRI, would like you to know that the 2009 ESRI Homeland Security GIS Summit will take place July 11th through the 14th. In San Diego, California, in conjunction with the ESRI International User Conference. As the only geospatial conference dedicated to homeland security, this event is a must for commanders, first responders, GIS specialists, and anyone else interested in geospatial technology for mission-critical decisions. The deadline to register is May 22nd, and you can register online at www.esri.com/hssummit. If you have comments on today's podcast or any other topic, you can reach us at editors@directionsmag.com. Thanks for joining us today, and be sure to tell a friend.